on 774 ABC Melbourne, online and on digital.
Lindy Burns.
Well, what's going on with Facebook? That's a question that everybody is asking at the moment. Are they purposely trying to annoy us? Things have got to the point where PC World magazine has published an article called "Hate the New Facebook? Look, here's how to change it." And on Twitter, hashtag New Facebook and other Facebook-related things have been trending since the change. And the feedback is, well, overwhelmingly bad. Like this one. Facebook, you're not Lady Gaga. You don't need to reinvent every 2 weeks. Seriously, is this your version of a meat dress? And on our own Facebook page, kind of ironically, comments like this are coming through. Terrifically good things from Brian. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like Facebook spam. I do not like the new Facebook change. I do not like my friends rearranged. I do not like them in a row, down below, or coming up and appearing slow. I do not like them by family, friend, city, or state. I do not like the page to hesitate. I do not like the Facebook change. I do not like my friends rearranged. I do not like this new Facebook crap. Kill it, smash it, make it scrap. Oh, well done, Brian. So what's going on? Why are they doing this? Still Gerrion is a technology writer. Still, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lindy. Well, this is actually pretty easy if you just look at it all from Facebook's point of view, because you are not Facebook's customer. You are the fodder. Their customers are the advertisers who are paying to advertise to you.
I see. So now I've been banished to the bottom of the garden, and I just don't want to be a part of it anymore. You don't want to put me so offside, though, still, and then leave Facebook altogether so that there's no one left to advertise to.
Well, here's the trick. Although, as you've just played some of the comments about people hating it so much, the reality is that very few people actually do leave when the change happens. Essentially, they whinge for a while, and then they just get on and do all the things they were doing before on Facebook, like staying in touch with their friends and organising the barbecue, playing the games, whatever it is they were doing. They honestly adjust. And so Facebook takes this as really quite a calculated risk. They are trying to increase the time people spend on the site, which increases the advertising revenue for them, and comparatively few people run away, so it's worth it.
But the thing is, I reckon there's going to be a tipping point that up until now we may have adjusted, but I think that's getting, and I've had quite a few texts already from people today saying, no, this is the last straw. You like Lady Gaga, you just keep changing every 2 weeks. I'm just sick of it and I'm not going to be a part of it. So I think they'd have to be a little bit careful.
Well, we shall see. I certainly departed Facebook more than a year ago, essentially because I decided I couldn't trust the way they handled privacy. They were continually making these changes, continually doing things which encouraged, to put it politely, encouraged you to share more information. And we're often doing what I thought were dirty tricks to kind of persuade you to open up your privacy settings. Now, they've got a bit better about that in this revision, but this is, a pretty radical change that they've made.
Is it supposed to be a direct response to the threat of Google+? Is that the whole point of it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, obviously, they need to stay ahead. Google+ was opened up to the general public about a week ago now, so we'll see how people respond to that. And I must admit, reaction to Google+ has been a bit lukewarm. It's a bit kind of so what. But no, I think it